Center Stage, original radio drama on Joy 94.9, proudly funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Please note, this play contains adult language and sexual references. We present Queer Space by Shamini Joseph and Ania Andest.
Wait, hold up. Start the story again from the part where you got a date.
Come on, I need some support here. It's been like 6 months.
More like a year. Alexa, you and Quinn broke up in June. It's April now. Unless you've been hiding some secret lover in there.
Yeah, okay, all right. No need to bring Quinn into this. Like I need reminding of that mess.
So, who is this luscious lady and how'd you meet?
You know how it is. 6 o'clock on a Friday night and you're trawling through OkCupid and then...
Hello.
A babe who ticks all the boxes. Vegetarian, a Leo, and most importantly, loves watching Orange is the New Black while weighed down by a makeshift doona of cats.
You gotta love them charming Leos.
And I didn't want to get too excited at first. I mean, OkCupid said we had a 10% enemy rating, but what can you do?
And what, she was like looking at your profile at the same time you were perving on hers?
Yeah, how'd you know?
We've all been there, babe. Well, some of us more than others.
So the next thing I knew, I was setting up a date with this Deirdre, some total OkCupid hottie on the other side of town.
Table for two, please.
Right this way.
I hope you don't mind we met Southside. I'm friends with the owners here. I mean, how else would we have gotten a table on a Friday night at such late notice? And the wine choices are better down here. I ordered a bottle of the Chateau Blasé. So, tell me about your day.
Oh, well, today was my day off from work, so I had brunch at my local, then watched Orange is the New Black while cuddling Sylvester. He's my cat. He's a short-haired tabby, before heading into the city for a talk at the Wheeler Centre.
What was the talk on?
Feminism, you know, feminism and its relationship to the burgeoning subculture of the inner city hipster in a pseudo intellectual landscapes.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard of that one before.
It's kind of a new thing. Anyway, so what do you do?
I work in a lab.
Oh, like a scientist?
You could say that.
That is so cool.
And what kind of work do you do?
I work in the bed and bath section of Maya.
Beds?
Doonas, quilts, quilt cover sets, mattress protectors, top sheets, waffle blankets, European pillows. You know the really big square ones and they're like...
I think I get the picture.
But today, this woman, hilarious, she came in but she was clearly in the wrong store because she asked for a jockey strap and I was like, do you mean ocky strap? Anyway, sorry, I guess that was just the funniest part of my day. Nothing too amazing happens at the bed and bath section of Maya.
But I imagine you do get some perks, maybe a staff discount.
Oh yeah, thanks to the staff discount, I have a really neat bed spread. You should check it out sometime.
Oh my God, you didn't say that. I have a really neat bedspread before you even ordered any food?
She was intimidating.
Wow, you're really rusty. You should take me along with you to one of your dates. I'll sit at the table near you and text you while you're really bummy.
Hey, you should have seen the cashmere coat she had on and some fancy ass lipstick. I've dated some femmes in my time, but she was swanky. I couldn't even afford that sort of stuff with my staff discount. And even if I could, those cosmetics floor ladies all look at me like I crawled out of a drain or something.
Hey, don't worry about them. They probably all have terrible vanilla sex lives with their Ken doll boyfriends.
You do have a point. But anyway, I think I can tell when things are bombing for myself, especially after this.
But how could you like Piper over Alex? Piper is so annoying.
Alex is a drug dealer.
Some of my best friends deal.
You're a drug dealer?
No. I said my friends are, and excuse me, who are you to judge?
I guess your 10% incompatibility was on a touchy subject.
Yeah, who knew that Orange is the New Black could divide lesbians as much as it has the power to unite them?
No, Alexa, I meant the touchy subject of drugs.
Yeah, that.
So did you get the bill and split?
Well, you'd think so, but then something happened. Deirdre was telling me about her raver days, the music, the four-story car park gigs, the heyday, as she called it.
And I mean, their old music is just so much better than their new stuff, you know? Like, back when they were all on drugs. Excuse me, I'm going to... How could it be you? I'll go... Hey, what are you looking at me like that for? Have I got sauce on my cashmere? It's impossible to get out, you know?
No, I just thought I heard... Were you speaking Galaxy Standard?
How do you possibly know that? No way, you speak it too?
Whoa, wait a minute. What is this, some kind of alien convention here? I mean, how many of you are there? I thought I just had to put up with one weird alien housemate. Now there's more of you? Are you breeding? Is there a plan to gradually sterilize us all and harvest our squishy but energy-rich organs?
Oh my God, B, relax. You know I just came here for the really good takeout. My home planet had nothing. No dumplings, nothing.
Right. Well, it's just still a little weird, okay? I mean, let me process this for a minute. What are the odds that this random OkCupid date on the south side with some posh dyke turns out to be an alien reunion?
I know, right? I was so excited to meet a fellow planetarian.
Feeling so spaced out just thinking about it.
So anyway, we really started to hit it off during the main course. You're from Delta 6 Gamma Quadrant? Me too!
Shut up. Where did you study?
Elite Academy. Majored in space linguistics and equilibrium physics. I always wanted to be an interpreter between planetariums, but it was tough going. My older hatchling was a professor of IPL at Andromeda High. Brilliant mind, but then he got addicted to metho and now he spends his days making trippy patterns in paddocks of underdeveloped worlds.
Oh, I love crop circles.
Yeah, I used to join him sometimes in his expeditions. I've got great footage of some very confused farmers.
You're not so bad after all, Miss Bed and Bath. Would you like another glass of wine?
Absolutely.
A toast to interplanetarians making connections. So Alexa, why Earth of all places? Isn't it a little dull for a equilibrium physics major? I mean, they've barely grasped quantum mechanics. Who knows when they'll get to interdimensional portals?
I know, but humans are sweet, if a little slow. I tell people I came here for the takeout, but really, planetarians of the developed world are just so boring. Everyone's seen it all and knows it all. It's really, truly refreshing to be somewhere where everything is still possible, you know?
I guess so.
So what about you? What are you doing on Earth?
Research and development. Top secret, can't say much.
Oh, what? But I'm one of your people. I can keep a secret.
Let's just put it this way. If I told you, I'd have to vaporize you. And I wouldn't want to do that now.
Is that right?
Do you want to get out of here?
Well, your place is so cozy and cute. Not really what I expected.
What does that mean?
Oh, nothing. I just thought it might be filled with downlights and potpourri, you know?
Well, appearances can be deceiving, as we've found out tonight.
We certainly have.
Would you like a glass of wine?
I'd love one. Is it, what did you call it? Chateau Blasé again?
No, this one's from my cellar, from planet Acturus in the Omega sector.
Oh, wow. Acturian honeyed wines are so rare.
I have a collection. Would you like to see?
Would I ever?
Come check out the cellar.
Oh, wow. Your cellar looks an awful lot like...
Sorry, did I say cellar? I meant sex dungeon.
Dude, you fell for the old wine cellar sex dungeon trick?
What wine cellar sex dungeon trick?
So there's the sling over there in the far corner, and here's my whip rack. I just got that installed last week. And then there's this.
What was that?
Oh, just a little probity probe I took home from the lab.
Trepidatious. What does it do?
Don't you want to find out?
Jeez, Alexa, I don't want to know about how you planetarians have sex, all right?
What? You tell me all those tiny details of every weekend fling you have, and I'm not allowed to share the highlight of my miserable year.
Maybe there's a David Attenborough episode I could watch on spider breeding that would fill me in without having to hear it from you.
Ew, we do not have sex like spiders. It's kind of more like a praying mantis. Are they the ones who stick their antennas into...
Stop it! Can we just skip to the after freaky alien sex part, please?
Okay, boring. So there we were, basking in the afterglow of some incredibly hot interplanetarian lesbian tentacular butt sex. You buzzlons sure know how to use those tentacles.
Yeah. But only the best buzzlons can bring on those multi-dimensional orgasms.
Definitely. So your work sounds pretty fun, if that's the gadgets involved.
Oh, not half as fun for me, but perhaps my human subjects.
Interesting. Hey, are you out to anyone?
As what? A lesbian? An interplanetarian?
An alien, of course.
Not really. Oh, except my best mate, Quinn.
Quinn? Quinn Cosgrove?
Yeah, do you know her?
Oh no!
It's funny. When I came out to her, she wasn't too shocked. She said she'd already dated some wacko alien who was totally obsessed with her cat. Said I couldn't be worse than her.
That's me.
What?
Quinn and I broke up last June. We dated for 2 years. You're her best friend?
You're...
Oh, that's what she's calling me now? How mature.
Mature? You're the one to talk. Didn't you rip up her signed copy of Gender Trouble?
That's it. I have to go.
Damn. Yet another would-be romance foiled by the lesbian web of death.
I know, right? I was out of there faster than you could say Chateau Blasé. I think I'm just going to go into hibernation for another year.
That's a good plan. Alternatively, there's always that mission to Mars. Hey, maybe you could get some hot Martian action.
Ugh, don't even get me started on Martians. They are so clingy. And all they eat are rocks. Red rock linguine, red rock souffle, red rock polenta, red rock waffle.
This has been Center Stage, an original production by Joy 94.9. Proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Lava on top. Red Rock Pate.
You can stop now.